Please take your seats. Now, we're going to move on to agenda item 9, Deer and Elk Boundaries, Rule Briefing and Public Hearing, and we have Dr. Jerry Nelson with us. Welcome.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission. For the record, my name is Jerry Nelson. I'm the Deer and Elk Section Manager for the Department. This first item that I'm going to talk to you about is the Deer and Elk Area Boundaries. Briefing on WAC 232-28-337. Fairly brief because we don't have a lot of changes to the Deer and Elk Area Boundaries. But I do have another item that's part of this presentation that is informational that we'll need to convey to you, so we'll see how that goes. So the proposal for this go-around for the three-year package is simply to add two new deer areas in Region 1 that would separate Game Management Unit 169, the Wenaha, into an east and a west area. The reason we're proposing to do this is that it helps us distribute hunters and would in some cases allow us to actually offer more permits because we're distributing hunters out. This is a model that we've used before. In 169, we already have elk areas that have these same exact boundaries, and we're using that to distribute our elk special permit hunters. Now that we've got some quality deer permits down in 169 during our prime time, we're trying to use the same technique to spread those deer hunters out a little bit. And so just to give you an idea from this map where we're talking about, of course, the overview is southeast Washington down in the Blue Mountains. This outer boundary that's the yellow is the entirety of GMU 169. And then we're proposing these two deer areas, 1008 and 1009, east and west Wenahas, as part of the proposal. The only other thing I have to talk to you about on boundaries as they pertain to deer and elk has to do with not a deer or an elk area, but a game management unit. We don't have any of the game management unit WACs open or before the commission for the three-year package. But I know the commission has heard a lot on this particular issue, and so I was asked to provide some background information on it just the same. So what this has to do with is Game Management Unit 653, actually the boundary between GMU 652 and 653, which was a boundary change that we made last year in 2011. And the primary reason for the change was to create a better boundary that was easier to find and was also easier to enforce for our enforcement staff and county law enforcement, and also to help address some trespass issues. So this is a map of what we're talking about. Not sure if you can see this with the lighter color, but this is the town of Buckley. Over here on this side is GMU 652. On this side is GMU 653. So the old boundary in 2010, the part that we changed, was this red line that runs along this side of these parcels and sort of the southeast side of Buckley. In 2011, we shifted this red line over to this yellow line. The reason behind this, many reasons behind this, this is Hancock Timber over here. These are private holdings along here. These are the private holdings that were impacted. In GMU 652, that's a general season for elk. In GMU 653, that's a special permit season for elk. And so the differences in hunting seasons is what's gotten some folks a little bit excited. This is the power line that's been proposed as some possible alternatives to a new boundary. What we were finding, and this was a recommendation that came from both wildlife program staff and enforcement staff, What they were finding was that they were having a real difficult time, and hunters were having a real difficult time identifying this old red line, and we were getting an awful lot of trespass calls on this property, folks hunting that didn't have permission to be hunting there and didn't have the appropriate access permits to be hunting there. And so wildlife program and enforcement program at the district level put their heads together, came up with a new boundary, and that's what we changed it to last year. And so some of those details, just the original boundary was difficult to identify, and it was also difficult to enforce. The 2011 change created a better boundary, we think, both in terms of being discernible and also being enforceable. It has been proposed by some of the folks that are concerned about this issue that we go to the power line as an option. Our folks have expressed concerns, especially enforcement, about being able to enforce that kind of a boundary. Access in there is extremely limited. Didn't think that was a very good option. The original boundary that I showed you on the map held all of the Hancock Timber Resource Group property within Game Management Unit 653. The 2011 change still retains that, so all of Hancock is still in 653. If we were to approach the power line boundary option, which cuts through the Hancock property, we surmise that would create more problems for the landowner, and pretty sure it would cause more enforcement properties for both our folks and Pierce County Sheriff. Those are the folks who are being called when it comes to trespass issues in that neck of the woods. Hancock does support the 2011 change that we made, or proposed, and the commission adopted, I should say, and they've contacted WDFW about any that they have concerns about any changes to that boundary. They think that the current boundary is doing what it needs to do, and are worried that a change would increase back to those trespass violations. Our enforcement folks are reporting that the calls they're getting on trespass are quite a bit down since the boundary change has taken place. So basically, wildlife program and enforcement program are at the district level sticking to their guns on that one. They think it was an appropriate change and not making any recommendations to change that back.
Any questions?
That's all I really have for boundaries.
No questions? Okay. So
public?
That's...
No public?
That's it. Do we have any public input?
Okay.
Okay. No one has signed up, so the public hearing is closed. We can move